Hello and welcome to EPA Region 2's podcast. I'm Peter Brandt, Deputy Director for Public Affairs. Thousands across the country are suffering from runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and constant sneezing. Yes, allergy season is here, and for those from suffering from asthma, the symptoms are much, much worse and could even be life-threatening. I have with me here today Lorraine Kohler and Amisha Mehta Sampath from EPA Region 2's Radiation and Indoor Air Branch. Lorraine is a health physicist who, among other topics, works with organizations and state governments on asthma issues in New Jersey. Amisha is an environmental scientist who focuses on children's health and asthma issues in New York and Puerto Rico. Welcome to you both. Lorraine, can you give us an overview of the challenges we face nationally with asthma?
Sure, Peter. More than 20 million Americans have asthma, and almost a third of that group is children. In fact, an average of one out of every 13 school-aged children has asthma in the United States. Asthma is the leading cause of missed school days among children and the most common cause of hospitalization for children aged 14 and younger. Asthma prevalence is much higher among families with lower incomes. African Americans continue to have higher rates of asthma, emergency department visits, hospitalizations, and death. Approximately 2 million Hispanics in the U.S. have asthma, and Puerto Ricans are disproportionately impacted. The prevalence of asthma is the highest in the nation among Puerto Ricans. While asthma is widespread, public knowledge of asthma triggers and ways to manage asthma remain somewhat limited.
This is obviously a very serious issue that affects so many people around the country and particularly in our region. Amisha, can you run through some of the common triggers associated with asthma?
Absolutely. There are lots of information on potential triggers for asthma. I will go over the most common, but people can always go to our website, www.epa.gov/asthma, for more in-depth information. There are many different asthma triggers, both indoors and outdoors. Reducing exposure to triggers is a vital part of asthma control. As an example, one common trigger is mold. Clean off surfaces where mold is growing, or in some cases, remove the affected area altogether. Open bathroom windows or turn on exhaust fans. When showering, fix plumbing leaks and use a regularly cleaned dehumidifier in especially damp places such as basements. Another trigger are dust mites. Dust mites are insects so small they cannot be seen, and they feed on tiny skin particles left behind on nearly everything people touch, including bed sheets, pillows, stuffed animals, and other items made of or covered in fabric. Visible household dust on surfaces also hold dust mites, so it is important that they are wiped clean with a damp cloth to make sure that all of the dust is removed. To keep dust mites at bay, I recommend that carpets and furniture be vacuumed often with high-efficiency filter vacuums, and that those who suffer from asthma leave the area when they are being cleaned. Peter, pets can also trigger an asthma episode as well. If you do have animal-induced asthma, the most effective way to deal with this type of asthma is to remove the pets from the home. If pets are not removed, it is very important to clean and vacuum carpets and furniture several times a week. Cockroaches, which are found in many crowded cities, and their droppings are full of allergens that can aggravate symptoms. In order to eliminate pests, make sure all trash and food waste is disposed of properly. Cracks should be filled, and any place where pests can nest or hide should be cleaned and removed. Insects can be attracted to moist or damp areas, so keep your home dry and clean. Finally, one of the most important triggers are secondhand tobacco smoke, which can cause and worsen asthma episodes or attacks. Please don't smoke in your home, your car, or allow others to do so. Peter, while there is no cure for asthma, it certainly can be controlled. Many measures can be taken to reduce the risks of attack. I can't stress enough that the most important step is to receive proper assistance from doctors and medical professionals who are trained in clinical asthma management and to follow their counsel.
I'm sure there are people out there who are nervous about the costs, both socially and to the individual, associated with treating asthma. Lorraine, can you speak to that?
It's expensive, but it's expensive not to treat asthma properly. 13 million missed school days for children with asthma means a lot of parents missing work and sleep, and we know that attendance at school is important for children's success. Adults with uncontrolled asthma lose productivity and all have reduced quality of life. But as we keep repeating, the cheapest way to handle asthma is to control it in the first place. Amisha went through most of the major triggers. Here are a few more things to look out for. Play it safe. Ozone and particle pollution can cause and worsen asthma attacks. Watch for the Air Quality Index, or AQI, during your local weather report, or visit www.airnow.gov. When air quality reports unhealthy levels, limit outdoor activities. And think before you spray. Instead of pesticide sprays, control pests by using baits or traps. If sprays are necessary, always circulate fresh air into the room being treated and keep asthma sufferers out of that room for several hours after any spraying. Plan before an asthma attack. Work with your doctor or healthcare provider to develop a written asthma management plan for your child that includes information on your child's triggers and how to manage them. Post this plan on your refrigerator to help remind you to control asthma triggers and reduce asthma attacks in your home. Also, share it with those who spend time with your child, like teachers, babysitters, coaches, and school nurses.
Amisha, are there any regional resources people can take advantage of as it relates to asthma?
Absolutely. EPA has great regional partners in our efforts to prevent and properly treat asthma. So, for instance, Peter, if you live in New Jersey, you can look to the Pediatric Adult Asthma Coalition of New Jersey. Their website address is www.pacnj.org. In New York City, EPA works with the New York City Asthma Partnership. If you go to www.asthma-nyc.org and click on the link for the New York City Asthma Partnership, their website will pop up. However, if you're looking to getting more information for the rest of the New York State, the best website to link into is www.health.state.ny.us. And of course, in Puerto Rico, we would ask you to look at www.pedasthma.com.
It's really positive to know that there are so many resources available for children and adults who have asthma. I know I've learned a lot today about this topic, and I'm sure our listeners have too. I'd like to thank our participants, Lorraine and Amisha, who are both environmental experts in EPA Region 2's Radiation and Indoor Air Branch. Hopefully, with continued asthma outreach and increased knowledge of the challenge and solutions of asthma, rates can be decreased nationwide. I hope you found this podcast helpful, and thank you for joining us.